Times you're in the worst possible time for your
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics, and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. So first, we just want to know
Is it political?
So it's just for research regarding on different questions regarding on research. So, I mean, the first question that we have is, when thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied.
All right. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it is a very, very important issue to you. Voting rights?
10.
All right. Crime and violence?
10.
Jobs and wages?
8.
K-12 education?
No comment.
So would that be 0, not an important issue?
Say 5.
Okay. Criminal and justice reform?
10.
All right. Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Democracy?
What is it?
Democracy?
2.
All right. And racism and discrimination?
2.
Immigration?
10. All right.
And student loan debt?
1.
And climate change?
1.
Abortion rights?
1.
Healthcare?
2.
Reproductive freedom?
What is it?
Reproductive freedom?
1.
Okay. And to continue, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you
to vote? It's not a long way off. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's somewhat close now. But in the 2024 November election, on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote, what will you rate it?
10.
All right. And what is your race? Are you white?
White.
Okay.
Oh, I'm a white man.
And do you think yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. And what is the year of your birth?
58.
Just put that in there. And which is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
14.
So that was some college, but no degree?
14.
Correct. So that's some college. You didn't get a degree, or did you get a degree?
Got a degree.
Was it associate degree or bachelor's?
AAS is associate degree. That's 12 plus 2 years.
Okay. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? So if you could please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on the scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and the 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
In a way, it's a difficult question because the Democrats always cheat.
Okay, but like, let's say on your own opinion, what would you rate it?
5.
Alright, and how much power do you feel that the black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on the scale of 0 to 10, where a 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
5.
Alright. And please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please just indicate that. So Kamala Harris?
0.
Joe Biden?
0.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
5.
The Democratic Party?
0.
The Republican Party?
10.
Donald Trump?
10.
Right. And I know it's a long way off, where, like you said, it's somewhat close now, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote?
Trump.
All right, and I know it's a long way off, but not, like you mentioned, it's not, since it's in November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today. For whom will you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
All right, and for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Trump.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, will you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same? Better or much better?
Much worse.
All right. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, will you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote. It's about half and half. Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Half and half.
And below, there's a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, just please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that that person or event certainly prevented progress, or 5 means that you're not sure, and 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress, and you may choose any number from 0 to 10. Republicans in the U.S. Congress?
7.
Supreme Court?
10.
White supremacists?
0.
Donald Trump?
10.
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
The who?
Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
5.
President Biden?
0.
Governor Kemp?
3.
All right. And below, there's a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, just please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people.
How much longer is this going to be?
So right now, looking, we are more than halfway, so we're 70%, so it should be just a couple more questions. I'll try to go by fast with you. So
yeah, hurry up, because I have things to do.
Okay, definitely. So overcoming these obstacles will motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it will not motivate you to vote at all, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 10 means that it will strongly motivate you to vote, and you may choose any number from 0 to 10. In the 2021 Infrastructure and Job Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills, and over 720,000 Georgia household benefits, saving $21.8 monthly. What would you rate that?
0. I don't know anything about it.
All right. The 2022 Pregnant Worker Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. What would you rate that?
0. You know nothing about it.
All right. And 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision not to expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage. What would you rate that?
10. Go back to work. Get a goddamn job.
All right. And in the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth, 18 to 24, are disproportionately affected by homelessness. What would you rate that?
0. I don't know the issue. This all right, is all Georgia, man. You know where you're calling? Jersey. It's a broad question, because I'm not going to answer questions about fucking Georgia. You have to understand the issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's just, yeah, your number gets random and pop on the computer. But we're almost about done. And we've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles and continue our journey toward future progress. What will you rate that?
Look, I'm going to rate it 0, because the opportunities are there. You just have to go out and get them. It's the Blacks need government to take them by the hand all the time. You can't tell me this. I grew up in a Black neighborhood, and I had to move back there, all right? So I know this demographic better than you or most of you. Next question.
Okay, and thank you for your responses so far. I'm going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's perfectly okay. So please answer.
No, you can't do that. You're just going to have to take what you have. I have to go, all right?
Okay, yeah, we're almost done.
Thank you for being so damn patient.
No problem, guys. I appreciate your time. But we're almost done. You can just give me another 2 minutes. So I promise you that we will be done. So I
think yeah, but just don't call me again, because if I see 706 number, I won't answer you.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Rest assured, by you answering this, yeah, your number should definitely be removed automatically. And no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. You said 5?
5. It's hard, because the Democrats are always cheap.
All right, and how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make changes on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to their community.
3, you have to get involved. Most of them don't.
All right, and as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local office in 2024. I know it's a long way off, like you mentioned, sometimes close, and sometimes comes up to that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10, I'm likely to have gone to vote, 10.
All right, and thinking about the last 4 years, where you said that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Much worse.
All right. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
All right. And did you register to vote at your current address within the last month, 1 to 3 months ago, 3 to 6 months ago, 6 months to a year ago, or more than a year ago?
More than a year ago.
All right. And how did you register to vote? By mail, in person, at a government office, at a voter registration drive or event, automatically through
government office.
Okay. And do you consider yourself 1, heterosexual or straight, 2, lesbian or gay, 3, bisexual or 4, something else?
Heterosexual or straight. No queers here.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Single.
Okay, single. All right, and are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No.
All right, and are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm a white man.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Republican.
All right, and do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Republican?
Strong.
And how would you describe your employment status? So are you like full-time, part-time, temporary?
Disabled.
All right, disabled. Okay, so let me just put disabled here. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
About 15,000.
You said 1-5, 15,000?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so this concludes the survey. I thank you very much for your patience and your participation. That will be all. Thank you very much, okay?
Yeah, listen, you're calling New Jersey. Now, I filed a disability claim 4 years ago. I'm finally getting a hearing next month. These are all unelected bureaucrats, Democrats who fucked me. So you have a nice night, all right? Goodbye.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.